text for this morning's chapel comes from Exodus chapter 13, verses 8 and 9. And you shall tell your son in that day, saying, This is done because of what the Lord did for me when I came up from Egypt. It shall be as a sign to you and on your hand, as a memorial between your eyes, that the Lord's law may be in your mouth, for with a strong hand the Lord has brought you out of Egypt. Some people, as we know, want practical answers to questions and problems. And that any preaching which does not touch these concerns directly is not welcome. But perhaps the problem is rather that we are not always willing to listen when God speaks to us about really practical things. For this reason, too, the text before us remains as one of those little-known passages of the Old Testament that are as vital as any message can be. Suppose for a moment that you were one of those people who lived through the first Passover, the one in Egypt, when the angel of death visited every home in one night, but passed over the houses that had lamb's blood streaked on the doorposts. Suppose you were such an Israelite and had eaten of the flesh of the lamb, and strengthened by it, had joined in the sensational events of that long night when a nation marched out of slavery into the rising sun and freedom. Would you be likely to forget it? To you, the words of this text would be spoken, and you would listen with utmost attention as you stood there ready to leave Egypt behind you forever. The message is twofold and simple. One, remember this night in years to come and tell your son about it. Two, let it be in your life like a sign that you carry on hands, forehead, and lips. You would not ask what that means. You would know, and you would pity your son if he found all its details tiresome or dull because he heard it before. But what you and I have been through is no different. In fact, the events of the first Passover were not nearly as astonishing and memorable, nor their effects as enduring as the events of the last Passover, the one we mark and rehearse during Lent, the one we refer to again and again throughout the year. It reminds us of our great escape, our night of the death angel, our being set free through the miracle of God's Lamb to march unhindered with all the saints, true children of Abraham, toward our Canaan. Anything that has to do with the words of the labors of him who went from the table of the Passover feast to his final sacrifice on Calvary, where his blood he ransomed us, with his blood he ransomed us. All of that is what we live to remember now in the way that Moses directed his people. We recite it to one another again and again because it is to be like a sign on us. We are to bear its marks on our hands, forehead, and lips, that is, in deed, thought, and word. If we were to go about carrying a closed Bible in one hand while we pointed with the other at what we call our practical problems and concerns, as though they really had nothing to do with the story of walking out of Egypt, we would be foolish as the Pharisees who thought they were doing justice to Moses' directions when they carried little boxes with scraps of parchment bearing scripture verses hanging from their wrists and foreheads while they went about what they considered the really important things of their lives. Whatever our problems and interests may be, they can neither be discussed intelligently or effectively of themselves, nor can they be resolved except in and through the devout hearing and reviewing of the real substance of our life, which is this, that we went through the experience of being redeemed and reborn and are to listen and learn the story of it in all its divine details over and over, and let it show in what we think, do, and say. Only so do we stay at the heart and center of our existence, and only them. But surely then, will we find the strength and wisdom to confront our problems and deal with them? We will now close with prayer. O God of Jacob, by whose hand thy people still are fed, who through this weary pilgrimage hast all our fathers led. O spread thy covering wings around till all our wanderings cease, and at our fathers' loved abode, our souls arrive in peace. Amen.
The hymn selected for this morning's chapel is hymn 283 from the Lutheran hymnal.
God's word is our great heritage, and shall be ours forever, to spread its light from age to age, shall be our chief endeavor. Through life it guides our way, in death it is our stay. Lord, grant while worlds endure, we keep its teachings pure. Through